sisters. I'm Libby.
And I'm Katie.
And it is April.
Yes, we're in the second. Yes.
Yes, queen.
We're in the second week.
How do we feel?
How do you feel? How's it going?
I feel okay, you know?
Yeah.
Do you feel okay?
I really enjoyed March.
Yeah.
And April has been kind of like not full. Then I'm looking at the calendar, and after this week's going to be very full.
Well, we keep on getting a lot of like, you want to hang out? Or, you know, a lot of like birthdays, or, you know, like business things, or like meetings, or, you know, stuff
and
like
I just,
that.
I want to have time to have fun.
Yeah.
Because it's springtime.
Springtime, baby.
And I love spring.
I like to, I usually am more like, oh, yeah, let's pack it in. But the summer comes, and then I realize, oh, we packed all that in for that month.
Yeah.
But there's no packing it. But I like cash.
I like a calm summer.
Yeah. I do like going out and being like, hey, you want to hang out for this amount of time?
Well, the only thing about the spring that I like about hanging out is, like, the mosquitoes aren't alive yet.
Yeah, and you can hang out outside.
Yeah, and you can be outside, and it's kind of cool, and it's a little warm. It's okay. Like,
that's okay.
I love being warm. I was cold all the time. And then, you know.
Some of us don't like being.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But June, you have your own problems.
I can't wear a certain colored shirt, and I have to, like, plan around.
You know, I love when you tell people that.
Yeah.
I don't know how to wear a certain color. I cringe every time you go into the store.
You know what I realized, though?
I don't know why you tell people this. This is a common problem for people. I mean, I don't know if you guys know, but it's a common problem. Well, I think they know that because we've had a whole episode about it. But everyone does.
Yeah, well.
Everyone does.
I think what's really annoying.
No. I've never seen someone in a North Carolina June wear a gray t-shirt and not look like they're sweating.
Yeah, but I don't sweat.
I hate to break it to you guys. You sweat.
But I don't just sweat in the summer, man. I tend to sweat when I'm nervous. I sweat nervous.
Well, I think my thing about it is you have chosen a hairstyle that is completely.
Oh, I don't sweat on my forehead.
Yes, you do.
I do.
Yeah.
In the summer.
2020. Hottest day of the year. We're outside. Don't know why. Never going to do that again. I can tell you that right now. We're outside. Never going. You could have died.
Yeah.
You could have died. And I would have blamed myself. Because
well, what was bad was I had just been at a graduation senior
pouring
gathering.
Sweat.
And
I thought you were dying.
Hold on. I had just been at my senior gathering thing.
Yeah.
And while I was there, I had sweated all day because it was so hot and I was playing a lot of games.
Yeah.
And then the next day, literally just the next day, we were hanging out and I was like, it was so humid and I was hot.
It was the hottest day of the year.
In
2020.
I was going to die.
Yeah. You looked like you were going to die.
And I didn't have full bangs like I do now. I had side bangs.
No, but you definitely had the work in the bangs.
What sucked was when I was sweating so much, it was embarrassing.
I'm pretty sure there's an episode about it.
The thing about sweating is, see, I don't just sweat.
No.
I sweat bullets.
Like someone poured a bucket of water on you.
Right. And recently I've been sweating a lot in my armpits. And so the more I sweat, The more nervous I get, the more sweat I get.
Yeah, that's true.
And I can be literally freezing cold, and I'm sweating.
Yeah.
And so someone will be, like, staring at my pits for a while.
I don't think they are. I think that's in your head. I'm just going to be honest with you. I've never looked
at
someone.
If you stare at somebody's pits, you have more issues, guys.
I have never, even if someone was sweating, I've never stared at someone's pits. That seems like an on-them thing.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
I think it's a you thing. I think it's in your head. I can just tell you. Because when you're like, oh my gosh, Katie, have you looked at my pits? I don't know what that question means. Have I looked at your pits?
Yeah,
no.
Because I begin to worry.
Why would you think I have looked at your pits?
I recently wore, I've recently been like very self-conscious because I take photos and I hold the phone and then I feel like you can just see that round circle. And I go and I'm like, Katie, I need you to edit that out.
That's one of my favorite things.
My green went from like a light green to a dark green, like forest green real quick.
I think that's my favorite thing is to receive a text photo of you. Hey, will you fix my pits here?
Yeah. My pits are too much, my
random
friend.
Photo.
Will you
fix my pits
the
here?
The pits lovers will go crazy for it.
Oh, okay.
Not,
I don't think there's a thing for that.
I think I've talked about how I knew someone who got lasered their sweats lasered out of them. I think I've spoken
that
about that before.
Sound right.
I literally got told when I was younger by this chick who had it done to her. And she was like, you know, you can get it lasered when you get older. And I thought, dear God, no. Okay? One, No.
I don't think you have an emotion, then.
When you don't sweat?
Yeah. Everything gets clogged up inside you, and then you turn into that senator from X-Men.
Oh. Yeah, everything goes back
to you. Gotta watch X-Men and know what we're talking about.
That's a lot of...
That's the movie.
Yeah. That makes me
That's what happens when you don't have any sweat glands. Mm-hmm. You cannot have your... What? No.
Yes, it's true. Google it. What
are you talking about? I don't want to Google it.
Yeah.
But you'll turn into that senator.
Yeah, well, that's
from X-Men.
Bad. Yeah.
And you'll just turn into a puddle of water.
No, it's not water. Is that a spoiler? It's not water.
The movie's from 2000.
Yeah, but that's not water. That's sweat. That's what it's like.
You thought that's what the senator was? Made out of sweat?
No, that's what you're saying.
Oh.
Yeah. I think sometimes...
You gotta get it out.
I don't wanna...
That's your body saying you gotta get it out.
I don't wanna ever get rid of my sweat glands. I just don't like it because it makes me uncomfortable. You know?
Well, yeah.
I don't like sweat stains. It makes me uncomfortable.
Okay. Well,
and I also sweat through the winter, too. Fun fact, I sweat a lot through the winter.
Thank you.
Especially the more nervous I am. Like, I'm on stage, I refuse to wear a light colored. You know what I'm saying? I wore a peach tank top one time, playing Grandma Tala. Thank God that thing.
It was a bathing suit, though.
Yeah, thank God. Yeah, thank God.
It absorbs the water.
it absorbs everything.
Yes.
But when I'm doing, like, praise and worship at church, obviously that lends itself to raising a hand, I refuse to wear gray. Okay. Or any light-colored tops.
I get that.
Because the last thing I need is a photograph being on Instagram, because God knows someone's going to post that.
Oh, definitely. Because that's going to be the funnest shot.
Wow, yeah.
Look at that.
Look at that. Look at her armpit. Yeah, she's definitely praising Jesus. That's for sure.
I wouldn't download it and draw a circle around it and send it around to all of our groups.
No. To all our groups. I totally wouldn't.
Never.
No, that would be incredibly embarrassing, and I would burn everyone. You know?
That was extreme.
Sorry, that really...
So extreme.
I don't like my pit stains being exposed, man.
Thank you for that. Don't expose my
pits. You know what I'm talking about? Speaking of exposing yourself...
No one is speaking of exposing
yourself. Never expose yourself, kids.
This is what happens. How's your spring break going? Because clearly you need to get back.
Yeah, I've been on spring break, guys. I'm loosey-goosey. I've been away from my children.
Yeah.
Okay?
Clearly.
No exposing myself there.
No,
that was too much.
That was too much.
That is a no-no.
No.
That is a no-no. I feel like it's been a while since I've been working, and it drives me insane.
Oh.
Because I have a tendency, I've noticed, and I really need to work on this, is I will, be like, oh, yeah, I got buttloads of money, and I'll just start going on Amazon and buying stuff. Recently I caught myself, and I was like...
Do you think you would be a shopaholic?
Oh, yeah, totally, man. I would be sitting there looking at Amazon being like, oh, it's only this much money. It's fine.
I don't know why, but lately I have been looking at clothing on Amazon. Like, what if I did buy that? And then I always think, well, what if it doesn't fit right? I hate buying clothes
like
that.
Oh, see, that's why I know you don't want it.
No.
But what's the difference from that and when you order something from Hot Topic online?
It's easier, though, because Hot Topic,
you ordered.
I predict better of it's going to fit.
Yeah,
I very rarely have purchased
We've ordered, though, clothing from Amazon. Shirts and stuff, I guess.
But I mean, like, jumpers and stuff. Like,
is that because you were recently looking at, a black dress or something?
I was looking at black jumpers.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Overalls.
There it is.
That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Are you snooping on what I'm looking at?
I was recently on Amazon.
I just thought they looked cool, and I was like, oh, man, that kind of fits my
aesthetic,
you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know about that. But I think I could see you being a shut-in shopper.
Oh, wow, that's lovely.
I mean, they're the nicest way
shut-in, possible. That's not nice.
Shut-in?
The words come out of your mouth.
I would love
that's
to
not
be,
nice!
I would love to be a shut-in.
Mm,
I'm all into it.
Me too.
No, you're not.
No,
don't lie to the people.
I have a tendency of buying a lot of stuff and then realizing...
I didn't
do
work.
They need it? Do they need it?
I didn't work. So.
I don't really buy stuff on Amazon for myself a lot of times. Like, I recently am going to purchase something for myself.
Oh.
But other than that, I don't really.
Which
doesn't make me better than anybody else.
No, of course
I just
not.
Have a tendency to only shop when it's during, like, a holiday or a birthday. So I don't really shop. Or, like, grocery shopping. That's about it.
Yeah. You haven't worked this week, and you're getting ready back into...
Getting lively, y'all!
Not a lot of months left in the working.
Okay, you don't have to run.
I'm just saying.
Hey,
you got half of April and about half of May.
Yeah, because May 24th is my...
Your last day.
Suck it! I'm leaving!
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's done, and then I'll be back in September.
You gonna say that to your class? Don't. Like you should.
So long, deuces!
Deuces.
Deuces! Why is every time I do that. This it sounds like I said something inappropriate.
That one definitely got it. If we don't get, I don't even know if we can get monetized for that.
Deuces! That's what I'm saying.
Don't, you know what? I don't know why you choose to say deuces. And wait a second. Man. Is this like the, you've said it before wrong on here, right? And we're fine. We're fine.
Yeah. I mean, like, deuces, bye. I'm leaving.
You don't have to clarify. What's sad is if our listeners have been listening long enough, they know what you meant.
Yeah.
Have you ever, that's how me and
speaking
you communicate.
Speaking of listeners, can I just say, we just recently got our numbers from our podcast listening.
And they're back up again.
Hey, yeah.
People are listening
they're
to
up,
us.
They're up, baby. 5-point gang.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
What, that many?
Yeah.
It's a little scary because I just said what I said, and who knows who's listening? God knows who's listening.
Because the deuces.
Deuces! Like no, two.
Don't
you
say
know?
It anymore. Why do you say that? I say
don't know,
that.
Man.
You
well,
don't
because
need to
it
say.
Sounds really cool. Yeah. And so I was going to be like, yeah, man. Bye bye.
And, you know, since we talked about it last week, and we probably shouldn't have talked about it, NC State, of course, did not make.
You know what? And I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear
that
about...
That UConn one?
Who, UConn?
Yeah, like, back-to-back champions.
You do,
gosh, I hate UConn. I hate Purdue, too.
Yeah.
And Marquette.
Okay.
And Duke. And UNC. And Virginia. Yeah. And any other team in the...
That isn't a Wolfpack.
Yeah.
Right.
Pretty much.
I just want to say...
Yeah.
That I am freaking tired
of... UConn?
No.
Purdue?
No.
The tall player?
No. I'm really freaking tired of UNC, man. You know, even when you're out of the game, you still run your freaking mouth. You guys lost! You are a bunch of losers!
Yeah.
You're losers!
Yeah.
Okay? Just like us! Okay? Yeah. We lost, but you know what? We're ACC champions, baby!
Yeah.
So suck on those!
Yeah. Well, and, you know, our dad had a hard time with it after they lost.
1983, baby.
Yeah, he was living in that 1983 dream. Mm-hmm. And not that I wasn't. I was
clearly,
if you listen to the past podcast, I was.
Mm-hmm.
And here's my thing.
Yeah.
We didn't return back as losers.
No, we didn't.
No, we returned back as
almost
winners.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. And that's what's important.
Yeah.
Plus, I've never seen us play this well in my entire
life.
That's
very true.
I'm going to be honest with you. When I say it, like, reawoken my, like, love for sports, it did.
Yeah, it did.
Like, I've been kind of, like, in a slump of sport watching since, since quarantine, really.
Yeah.
It just never, it didn't happen, and it didn't rekindle it when it did.
Mm-mm.
And I don't know why, but watching them actually make it, not just the winning, the way it was fun.
Yeah, and it was fun because
they were
everybody who is state fans, kind of come out like who went to state and everything. Like we could see on Facebook like everyone was excited, and that's what's fun about it.
It was just like a big emotive thing, and I know that there were people that were like, "Yeah, well now these are just bandwagon fans." I love it.
Right?
Be a bandwagon. We've never had bandwagon fans.
Well, I hate to break
who
it to
bandwagons
you?
A Wolfpack?
Right, who does, man?
And now we have bandwagon fans?
Well, I think what's annoying is...
Love it.
The only people who were saying that were UNC fans.
Well, that's very true.
And also, I hate to break it to you, UNC, your development of everyone that is a fan of you are bandwagon fans, okay? Because you've made it all the way through.
Because very little of
Come
UNC
on.
Fans are alumni. No offense.
No,
no
offense, but just
But
saying.
You probably weren't an alumni.
And Duke... I mean, hello.
Same thing,
my
what
friend.
Same thing. I don't know. Like, there was a post from Rhett McLaughlin
from
Good
Mythical Morning.
Morning that they went to state, and they were, the way he put it, the way Rhett put it was exactly how it feels to be a Wolfpack fan.
Yeah.
And it was just fun, and I'm looking forward to watching next season.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to watching it all. I think it was what the alum needed at NC State. I think it's what all the teams needed.
Yeah.
It was exciting.
Well, I'm
so excited for the Panther team, too. Our Carolina Panthers, I feel like with some of this breath of fresh air, I feel like that's what we all needed. I don't know.
Also what's kind of annoying is there's a lot of people that are like, oh, well, we lost.
Well, it was sad.
But it's sad, but it woke up people who are always fans of NC State, but are always put down of like, well, you guys are just losers. And by the way, we zombie are
fans.
Still...
That's what I like to call them, zombie fans.
Are still put down, even though we made it and we're ACC champions, UNC. Yeah. Just saying.
Hey, don't forget it.
Suck that. And I think it's annoying.
It's cool. It's cool. You know, you already did the deuces thing. So let's try to reel it back in, okay?
You don't want to say it.
Reel it back in.
You know what I
You've done your
say.
Inappropriateness.
I fell back, baby.
Cannot. Can't do it
but
anymore.
But I think what is so annoying is a lot of people are like, oh, well, you know, but we needed to make it all the way through. If you are not a real NC State fan.
Yeah.
If you sit there and are also then going to go watch another game of another player like UConn. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't respect you. One, I didn't respect you for it. Not gonna. When you can't even.
I hate them all.
Root for the Carolina Panthers because
They're losing.
Because they're losing,
which is also a
zero respect.
A street we live on.
Zero.
But yeah, it woke my zombie fanness.
There you go.
And I'm looking forward to it. But
I enjoyed watching the game.
It was a bummer. It was a real bummer.
It was a bummer.
But Libby, we went and I did what I love the most at springtime. We went to the Azalea Gardens.
Ooh, we did.
I was so excited about this. Oh, I love the Azalea Gardens. They're by the WRL channel, the
station.
Station?
Yeah, station.
Whoa. Why was that?
Whoa! I see what episode this is going to be.
I don't know why I had such a hard time with that. And it's kind of like, they call it a hidden gym.
Yeah, yeah.
So don't go there.
Oh, well, we did just tell them where it is.
But don't go there.
We didn't give you the exact spot.
Yeah. Well, okay.
It's still considered a hidden gem.
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay.
That's what it was. I saw a whole little reels thing about it.
Well, that's not hidden anymore.
Oh, you don't think
so? It's a reel. Wait, was it the two friends having a picnic?
It was a Raleigh, like a Raleigh chick that was like, look at my hidden gem, and it was the WR Gardens.
Oh, that's not a hidden gem.
They had changed stuff up there.
They had changed a lot of the walk pathways, because we've been going since it opened-ish? Maybe the second year?
It was really small.
Yeah.
And then we've been there through the expansion of it.
Yeah.
I love it. It's so pretty and
it's
magical.
It's really fun, because they actually they've done more than just azaleas. They've done
Do you get excited?
Tulips and stuff. Yeah, I really like going and looking at the flowers.
Yeah, you
and
want
stuff.
Us to go even more than one time.
Yeah, well, because we...
I don't know why we go only one time.
I don't either. I want to go there and be, like, really fancy and have a lunch there.
Oh, okay.
But I feel like once you... Because the thing is, no one tells you the lead up to do the lunch out there.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, oh, it's like a little picnic. But then you, like, get ready for the picnic, and then you get there, and you're like,
You lug your bag, and
all
then
the way
lug
through
the
zigzag.
Well, you don't
have to.
Well,
they've made it better now.
You can cut through.
It used to not be like that.
Yeah.
The Azalea Garden actually had a cutoff area where you couldn't walk through.
Yeah, and now they gave signs for the bathrooms.
I know! You go potty!
Thank you.
You gotta drop some flowers. You can go drop them.
You know what? Again, I think you've done enough on
Azalea Garden.
Rail it back in.
Make some, what's it called? Dirt in there.
No.
Maybe not.
No.
Drop some rocks.
Stop. Stop yourself. What is wrong with you? You're done with the deuces and the this.
Okay, you said it again.
Yeah, I said deuces.
Right.
Not like you.
We're gonna get
an E on this podcast.
E, baby.
I don't know if you can.
I don't think so. I mean, I was talking about drugs in my last one.
That was
an accident.
Was it an accident?
Well, no, I meant to. It just, you know, it just comes around, carries around. You know what I'm talking about?
Drugs. Thank you for that. But we were really busy yesterday, and then we dropped off, and we went to the Azalea Gardens, and there was hardly anybody there, and it was kind of quiet.
Kind of awkward, kind of quiet. But then again, there was something going on while we were there.
Yeah.
But I think the reason a lot of people weren't out over in the Azaleas...
They were afraid of what was going on outside.
Which was the
eclipse. Should we have some music? Oh, we should have
the
Twilight
music. What is
the
Twilight
music? Da-da-da. That's it. That's exactly it. Yeah.
That wasn't it. It'd be a joke.
But, so there were some people out there watching it, of course. And we had a couple nights of frost, and it killed the tulips, which was a real bummer.
Yeah, we've been there where the tulips were gone before.
And there was a couple other photographers out there taking pictures.
Yes.
I did want to just give a slight disclaimer.
Okay.
If your photographer looks at you and says, suck in a little bit.
No.
I personally don't think that's the best thing. Not that
that's
you have
not
any.
Very
this was
nice.
This was her. Not that you have anything to suck in, but just, like, suck in. Whatever feels weird now will look good later. I'm not one to use those words.
No.
And I think telling anyone to suck in, I think the best words is just, like, loosen up a little bit and just stand a little straight. Yeah. And, you know, if that is when you say it feels a little odd. But she was telling her person over there, I don't know if it was a graduation or what it was. Mm-hmm. To suck in a little bit. Wait a second, did they have a graduation gown on?
No, she had, like, her hat. Oh. And then she had a cowboy hat on, too. Oh, okay. And she had a huge, like, flowery dress on, too.
Oh. But she was like, yeah, suck in a little bit. I was like, what?
Yeah, it looked very uncomfortable. They also didn't go anywhere else in the flower garden. They only went down the walkway area.
I have made some people truck up and down.
Well, because before, I mean, the pathways now, you cannot, you can go in different areas and be able to get out of the azalea garden. Whereas before, when you were taking photographs that day, it was very off. Like only one way.
Yeah. I like that better.
They had it more better, but the photographer was
more
better. Better? That was rude. And you're over there making paper noises.
Paper noises?
Yeah. There it is.
I don't think it'll read.
It will read, my friend. It's gonna read, man. I think what's awkward about that is the photographer makes it awkward and the suck in comment.
Yeah.
That made me angry. I thought I would push you into a bush. Not you, but the photographer.
Yeah, not me, because I wouldn't say that.
Right.
And then I love watching people make TikToks in there.
That was awkward. I've never been there where there were that many people making TikToks.
There were several
TikToks. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
The girl who was...
You didn't make one.
No.
I was so shocked
by that.
I
don't have TikTok
anymore. I thought, oh, you don't have TikTok.
It takes up a lot of storage, man. And also, it's getting weird. It was, like, sucking up a lot of my... Oh, I kept thinking, no, dada. It was not.
My favorite was you checked on your, like, laptop like an old woman. You were like, I didn't miss anything on here.
Well, I get emails that sounds like an old woman too. It's like emails when my friends have posted them, because I get notifications, and I'm like,
I'm going to check it on my laptop like a really old woman.
Yeah, and the only thing about it is...
All I think of is our friend. Yes. I think of her, like, looking at TikToks on her laptop.
Yeah, that's true.
Who looks at
who
TikTok?
Does that? But I check them, and then I'm like, did I miss anything? Not really. No. But also the thing about it is I just kind of have gotten adapted to Instagram now with Reels. Yeah. And the thing
you're
about
one of those.
I always want to make a reel, but my thing is, like, it feels more like, oh, you're doing it, man. It's on there. And, you know, it's a little hard to, like, you're really stirring up the pot if you post something on Instagram. Like, they're going to know.
That's true.
It's going to start up a ruckus, man.
Yeah, and you love to put out those controversial ones.
Yeah, it's a little, I'm easing into it, man.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm easing it. Which they didn't look like they were making controversial TikToks. They looked like they were, like, walking.
Yeah, it was just like they were walking. Maybe they were trying to expose the hidden gem.
Don't do that, guys.
Don't go exposing them.
No, don't.
Oh, was this?
Oh, you said it. You said exposing it again.
Yeah, well, that is what I meant.
Never expose yourself.
But notice I didn't put children in the mix of it. Ooh. So that made it much less weird.
You mean like it's weird. My dope? yeah, it's a little something. Long time sensitive
subject for you.
Yeah.
But we did. And so while we were doing this, the eclipse was happening.
Eclipse?
Yes, the eclipse of 2024.
Which I just want to say, we were in the 78%.
Yeah.
So if you were sitting there with your glasses on, oh gosh, no respect for you. Sorry.
Our dad was one of those.
No. Yes. I never respect Laura about that. But, like, if you're out there doing it on purpose, like, our dad was doing it because everyone at work was doing it. He was like, oh, I'm going to
isn't that why everyone was doing
and
it?
And I'm going to look at the eclipse. That's, okay.
Was that but, dad?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I saw someone that was like, this is not giving, man. This isn't giving, the eclipse thing. And I thought, man.
I love when you use that phrase.
It's not giving.
It's not giving.
Oh, that's because I've said it recently with you millennials.
You're such a Gen Zer.
No.
It's not giving.
I
refuse to repeat you, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not using that at all. I'm just not.
I say it to millennials and Gen Xers. And, well, the Gen Xers are mainly just to see if those. Like, my favorite was recently I told someone, okay, pop off. And then someone was like, pop off of what? I don't really know. It's just what I've heard, and I'm repeating it. Or, like, I said to someone, yeah, it's, like, giving something.
Yeah.
But I did look at somebody and say, oh, your outfit's giving Wolfpack. Because he had Wolfpack colors on. And yes. He's like, it's what?
It's what?
It's giving. You're giving. No.
Yeah.
He said something else. I think he said that he's graving. I think that's what he thought he said.
Yeah.
But that's good, too. Giving graving. Graving.
Let's don't make that one a thing.
That's a fun word.
No.
Really but not. Yeah, I don't.
Everybody was out with them, and the news was out, and right. You really wanted us to be on the news.
There was a girl, and they were doing the news, and you were insisting they were not.
News station?
She had the prompter. She had the prompter, man. Okay. I was gonna go up and be like, interview me. I have this podcast called The Random Sisters.
I don't think we should do that ever.
Go up there and ask to be interviewed.
No.
Okay. Maybe do something really ridiculous.
Because if you do that, I'm not gonna know you.
Yes, you are. No. They're gonna know you know me, man. We look too similar, you know.
But it was cool.
It
was cool in the garden because it was like weird and
well, because the sun went away for a while there.
You know,
twilighty.
I don't know.
People were stopping in the azalea garden.
They kept moving around in spots.
Yeah, there was a specific couple, and I just want to say, you couples are like the plug.
Mm.
And if you two are like. Hanging on to each other
yes.
while you're walking through the azalea garden, I would rather, I will
Was
walk
that during through. The eclipse?
Yes.
Okay.
The world's not ending.
No.
Okay?
But everyone seemed to think it was.
Yes, they did!
I do want to cover the fact that an eclipse had happened in 2018?
2017.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You got your numbers.
Yeah.
And I don't remember people acting as bizarre as they did here over it.
Imagine if it would have happened in 2020. Oh my God.
People would have freaked
People would have
out.
Freaked out.
I don't want to tell you that. I find not what is happening, like the eclipse, mm-hmm. don't find that weird. Like, I'm going to be honest with you. Doesn't do anything for me. Like, I was okay, well, this is what it does. And I just wasn't like...
If we were more in the...
I'm not being a joy kill to
90% chance. Yeah. Like, Ohio was in, like, the 90% chance where our friend was.
Yeah.
Because it, like, fully eclipsed. It, like, really did it. Whereas a few other states had like 80% and it was still halfway, it was still eclipsing, so the light that was really dark for a while there, like kind of dark. Like that would have been like, oh, this is kind of creepy.
Yeah.
But nothing weird was happening, to be honest, if I'm being really honest.
Well, I'm going to be.
We had an owl out. There was an owl out there.
Yeah. But I don't think that was weird.
I think that was weird.
But people were like literally freaking out. Like every time I looked at something, it came up and was out. Do you have some?
Oh, yeah, I got some. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were ready for me yet.
Well, I was trying to think of what.
Well, so.
I saw a lot of people with like things of what was going to happen, what they were going to do.
Yeah.
And I'm
Some people were planning their last meals.
They were.
Did you see that?
I'm going to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
People are freaking me out. Like, people will freak out ever since 2020 over anything.
Because
when this happened in 2017.
Yes.
Okay? People did not freak out like that.
No,
this.
And there wasn't as much
We made a little box.
Bad drivers,
But you brought
too.
Yours.
Yeah, I did.
But you didn't want to walk around with it.
You
should have.
I had to keep up with
like,
it.
Like, check out this.
Look
with
at me.
Stupid glasses. Look at my
Look
stuff.
At my box, man.
Yeah.
We were in a lot of shady areas, so it was a little hard for me to see it, and I would have had to stand out there.
Oh, you could have stood
out
there.
We had a lot
field.
Of people staring at us while we were over there, which was a little rude.
Oh, okay.
I think it was because no one was over where we were.
And we didn't have any glasses.
No, and I was not looking up there at all.
No, of course not.
So, I have some questions for you, okay?
Oh,
Did this happen?
I love
the answer is pretty, I think it's pretty simple for you.
Okay.
So these were some of the predictions people made online. They literally posted these the day before the eclipse happened.
Yeah. I saw someone that was like, you know, really be vigilant and lock your doors and stuff. What was
yeah,
happening?
Because
like
apparently
the purge
gonna, like,
or something?
Whoa. No purge. No purging. I don't like that. That I don't like. We're very close to the purge era. It's coming soon.
The end of the world. I don't know about you, but if you were a Christian, and
oh,
you,
here we go.
I'm not trying
here
to be
we go. She's outing people!
If you were a Christian, and you literally thought this was the end of the world, you obviously don't read your Bible.
Oh,
because
no man knows
the hour.
And not even Jesus.
Well, he does.
Well, he knows.
But we don't.
The Trinity.
Yeah.
Yes. Not even the Son. That's what I,
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to say.
Don't
quote
me
in
the Bible.
At least I know Jonah's a Bible. A book in the Bible.
Jonah.
Okay. Thank you very much. Yeah.
You don't have to defend yourself.
I just wanted to say that.
Okay? I gotcha.
I know all of them.
I'm just saying, like, don't go around saying stuff that you know full well is not true.
So people, this is what they did. And you know what? Okay. Some of these people were Christians. And my thing about it
They were Christians.
They were Christians. Yeah. And my thing about this
And they is, don't obviously read their Bible.
You need to read your Bible more.
Okay, not that I'm judging. Just saying. Because I'm not supposed to do that either.
There's an app, and you can also not only read it, you can also listen to it. Yeah. Maybe you need to do both. Yeah. But these were the top three things that people said the most over the time before the eclipse happening and what they supposedly thought was going to happen to
them.
Okay, so number three was overwhelmingly.
Okay,
each time, apparently, while the eclipse was happening. So for us, it was happening from 1:30 was its opening up, kind of coming.
Okay.
And then 2:30 was it at peak, which was completely eclipsing.
Okay.
And then 3:30 was when it was going to be over with, like done.
Yeah.
Like it was done eclipsing. Okay, other places it was different, okay? You know, time zones, so you know.
But here it was like that.
So it was supposed to be an overly amount while the eclipse was happening of earthquakes. So they said it was supposed to be 1 minute was going to be an earthquake, then a stopping, and then the next minute was going to be an earthquake. And then but the thing about that is, there is no reason for the earthquake to happen. No. I don't know where you're getting your logic
from.
There
were earthquakes way earlier in the week on these locations.
In March, we had, North Carolina had a 1.2 earthquake that had happened. Not in our area. It happened further into the mountains.
Yeah.
And they said that they could really feel them, but it only lasted for a minute.
Yeah, and I know there were some others.
I think there was one in Durham that had occurred as well.
Yeah, but nothing happened here.
No, we didn't get anything. And also, the thing about earthquakes is, yes, they do occur, but they do not happen, like, you do not predict them, okay?
I think people were picturing, like, those earthquake things where
a tsunami's happening!
Was it The Rock in a movie where it happened?
Yeah.
And, like, the Earth split in two?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm thinking of George the Center of the Earth.
I think you might be. But you know what? Continue on, man.
And it was like, I think that's what people, and, you know, it, like, opens up, and there's, like, lava in the middle.
Lava, because it's got, at the bottom!
And the rock is, like, hanging off.
Yeah, and he's like, and he's holding on to both ends. He's Spider-Man in it.
And his daughter that should not be able to pull him back up. Pulls him back up,
and the other side of the earth goes and falls in space.
You know what I've really learned?
Yeah.
That if someone is going to fall off a cliff, and I'm the one that's going to pull him back up.
Whoa, don't say it. No. Do not say what you're fixing to say.
You're probably going to die.
Why?
I'm just going to be honest.
Why?
Like, don't you...
Me? Are you going to get me? Is this like Frodo? What about... Look at Frodo and Sam.
I'm going to try my best to pull you back up.
Try your best? Or I'm going to die. What the crap? I'm going to get you, man.
I'm going to be honest.
You're going to full throttle me back up. What? Are you kidding me?
You're probably, it's over with.
Probably because I have bad upper arms.
Let's be honest. If it's going to cause
me... I'm terrible. I'm going to die myself, man.
If it comes into me hanging off of a cliff...
You mean with me getting you? Oh, yeah, you're doomed, man. Goodbye. So I have terrible upper arm. And I'm like a string bean. Okay? And by string bean, I mean like my body goes limp. I do not know more.
Like a noodle piece.
You know? As if somebody tries to pick me up, I'm like a rock, man. I'm rock solid. But, like, don't be trying to pull me back up, man.
I'm just saying.
Obviously, I don't have to worry about you picking me back up.
I'm just going to be honest with you. And if I'm hanging off the cliff, I'm done.
Earth, I do not want to go, okay? I don't want to fall at the end of the earth.
I'm sorry.
And I just want to say,
I just want to tell you right now. That's just...
Obviously, I'm going to die.
Like, don't be like, if there's an earthquake and it's going to crack, don't be standing near it so you'll fall in the middle.
And break your mother's back.
I'm not going to be able to pull you back up. It's just not going to be.
No, because obviously you just admitted that you're
like,
not.
How am I going to pull you back up?
Oh.
Like, these movies.
Where's your upper body strength?
What am I going to be holding on? What's going to be my lever to pull me back?
Your body.
We're both going to fall. Oh. So, you know, is it me or you?
Both of us. Okay, if one cannot live, the other must go. Okay?
We're not twins.
Let me tell you, if you die, I'll be like, whoop, bye.
Well, I can tell you right now, if I'm hanging off the cliff in the earthquake, it's done for.
Why are we on a cliff? Where did the cliff come from?
Because, you know...
You mean like when the earth splits in half?
Splits.
Yeah.
You know, you're always standing...
That's not in the Bible either. Okay, well, there's not. No earth going to be in half, by the
way. I'm just going to tell you right now, it's just not going to happen. And, you know, they're always standing where it cracks.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, where the crack is.
You know, what is another Butt movie crack. That has that? Please stop. Please stop. Just stop. We're trying to have a serious discussion. I'm trying to tell you.
I'm sorry, man.
I'm trying to tell
you. I'm sorry!
Not to be standing near the crack.
I only know so many cracks.
You're done. You're done. So, no, I didn't witness any of those.
And, well, I just...
If that was your question.
No, we did not. And, man, would we have died where we were? There was nothing but dark.
Well, clearly.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah.
Don't be standing where the crack is.
Yeah.
I think we learned that.
Yeah.
For
or
you.
Because
I won't be able to pull you back up.
You're not going to pull me back up. Wow, thanks. Gosh.
Well, if I could find some rope.
No, there's no rope! There's
Hold
no
on!
For rope!
Hold on, Libby!
And by the time you go and walk away, like, the one step you make, I'm going to die because I have terrible upper body strength.
Well, clearly.
I have horrible arm
Just hold
strength.
On for a moment.
I can't!
I'm going to go find something.
No, bro. No. Well, I just want to say, too, that there were a lot of people who are, I think they call themselves, this is a little controversial, so.
I don't think we should.
Bear with me.
Please don't. Please don't say it's a bit controversial than say it. Please don't.
I got It's so. Flat earthers, man.
Hey, whoa! I said that last time you said I couldn't go into flat earthers.
Because that's a little controversial, man. But this really...
Wow, do you think we could get a flat earth person to come after us?
Yeah, pretty easy.
If you still believe the earth is flat,
live
I'm
under
a
rock. You know why? Because they think the
cracked.
Earth is flat.
Okay.
Oh. I need you to realize when you said... I said living under a rock, and then you said they live in a crack. No. They probably do crack, because that is the dumbest idea I've ever heard of. I'm going to go ahead and go on a little rant right now, so bear with me. There were a lot of people who were like, yes, you know, this is going to prove you flat earthers wrong, because you know, because the sun goes around.
Are we proving them wrong?
Let me tell you, the world is round. And
a story.
And a story, okay? There is no flat earth, okay?
Yeah.
That is stupid, okay? I'm going to be really honest, and that's all I'm going to say about it.
If there was a flat earth, I'd have walked off of it already.
Already. I'd have found the end, and I would have gone, okay?
That would be weird.
And also, why on God's green earth would he make a flat earth? Who wants a pancake when you can have a meatball? Okay? Enough said.
I don't know what
the... End of story!
You know?
And this is why I don't teach science, kids.
Clearly.
I don't know
where to go with that one.
No, we like to go around. We don't want to be a flat. What the crap? Know your paper
what the
from
crap.
Your 3D.
Thank
okay?
You. Thank
You're
you for
welcome.
That.
Anyway, I just want to go ahead and get that out of the way. Okay. Flat earthers were very much proven wrong every
is that
time
what
there's
they're
an
called?
Accident. Yeah, I don't know. I just
okay.
made it up.
I figured.
I'm assuming that's what they're called. Mm. Flat earthers.
Thank you for
and
that.
And world rounders. Oh, no. No, maybe not. we're meatballs. No, we're not. They're pancakes. Yeah. Okay, number two. Were your eyes damaged? That was the real question everybody had, that everyone's eyes were going to be damaged because half of the population was not going to put the glasses on.
So did half the population not put the glasses on?
I don't know. I didn't ask half the population, but it just said that half the population's eyes are going to be damaged because they're freaking stupid and they're going to look up at the sun.
Well, I'm not going to lie.
We were stupid and we looked up at the sun.
I didn't look up.
That's a lie!
I couldn't help. I was walking.
Okay.
Yeah. It was just right there.
Yeah.
But I didn't look.
I looked. And I saw the little indention and I saw it. And my eyes are fine.
Oh my gosh, they
I can
are
read.
For now!
But I don't know if half the population... I feel like that was a real big jump.
I am going to be honest with you. When someone tells me, don't do it.
Yeah, don't look up.
Immediately, Lot's
wife. Oh, Lot's wife!
Yeah. I did it.
We don't have lust for the sun, though. So don't get worried there. Okay? Let me just put that out
Please
there.
Don't use the word lust
well,
in the
Well, she had that in her heart. Okay?
please don't use the word lust on the podcast.
Like I haven't. Come on now.
Have you? I don't know.
I don't know. I have
the entire
I'm not
time we've used the podcast.
Have I used the podcast? We're users. No.
The entire time we've been on the podcast, have you ever used the word lust?
No, but I am now, and it sounds funny. No, I didn't want to be like, ooh la la, the sun. I just wanted to be like, ooh, there's the sun. And I don't know why.
I don't even know what to say about that. In 2017,
I don't know why, but you just get like, every time they're like, don't look at the sun, don't look at the sun. And then you're like, I'm not going to look at the sun. And then you realize, oh man, of all the times I want to look at the sun.
What's really funny?
I'm going to look at the sun.
Is we should, if you're on Instagram, you should go back. Libby made
No,
Instagram video.
No.
Where she
it was Snapchat. It was not Instagram.
Was it? I think it's still on our mom's phone. I'm going to get it and post it. Because you said, I looked at the sun. And then you used one of those filter things where you're all sparkly.
That's because they said something that's weird funny. That's going to happen to your skin when you did. See, before, it was like,
could you become an X-Men?
Skin. No.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, you don't know that.
We don't have any proof of anything.
There was a woman online that had like a blog, and she was like, there's going to be like unearthly powers given to certain people. Now, when I say that now,
it sounds ridiculous.
We're not making fun of people, but I just want to say, I didn't get any powers.
I don't want to say we should have a guinea pig, but someone should have to look
up
at the sun.
No, you can't say guinea pig. You can't say using people. You can't say
because
that.
Because how are we going to know if they don't do it?
Well, you know, people sacrifice themselves for them to get their brain, like, detached out of their head.
You've said that before, and I don't believe you. You also said something
it's real. What are you talking about? Our father told us.
No.
Well, he told me.
Well, probably he told you so you would, like, really believe it.
Well, I did. So I'm a sucker.
I just think someone should look up at the sun while it's happening, but you can't now because we won't have another one, what, till 2045? 2047? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like
whoa, I'll be 44.
I'm not sure that.
Pretty jumping, man.
I don't think that math is correct.
Yeah, 2045, I'll be 44. I did that math, man. I'm doing my math right, man. I don't think you're doing it. Yes, because we're in 2024. I'll be 23 this year. I'm doing my math right. Well, I don't teach math. I teach 1, 2, 3. And if they make it to 5, I'm winning. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
All this to be said, let's have someone volunteer their
no,
eyes.
No, you can't do that.
Why? I want to see what happens.
Oh, man.
It's for
science. My eyes aren't damaged, though.
And you can't. Well, that's because you didn't really look.
Oh, well, I was looking.
No, you didn't.
I begged to differ.
I saw a picture of someone that was really looking.
Oh, really?
We need to know what happened to their eyes.
Oh, well, do we know them personally?
No.
Okay, then I don't care. And the number one is the world was going to end during the eclipse.
That was the question you had.
Number
for me?
One, man, did it end?
You know,
no, because we're still sitting.
No, because we're sitting here talking about it on the podcast.
Yes, yeah.
I don't understand what made people think it was going to end.
I think the reason a lot of people thought is because one,
Doomsdayers. I love
them. I just want to know what on God's. What? Apparently I like saying God's green earth. Oh, man. It's just one of those, man. It's one of those days.
It's the end of the world.
I don't know why you guys think that it's going to be the end of the world when you're not the one ending the world. Like,
well, I don't understand
what... do you think it's going to be like an apocalyptic? That would have been way more like, whoa, the day will end
like,
and a zombie will appear.
Like, I'm going to be honest. Like, if the, you know, if it started happening and suddenly things were flying out of the sky, I would be like, oh, well, this seems a bit...
Orbits of...
this
yeah,
seems bad.
Glob and glue.
Oh, glob and glue? That's what's going to come out of the sun?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, no.
I don't think there's going to be any meteors. That was another thing. Someone was like, there's going to be a meteor shower.
Well, there was somewhere over in Texas where people
they
had
said that there
like,
had been something. Yeah.
I'm going to be honest.
But look at them. They're too big to notice anything.
Texas?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because everything's bigger in Texas?
That's what they say.
Okay.
You know, not that I'm saying we're a better southern state, but I'm just putting it out.
I don't really consider Texas southern.
Oh.
Oh. Not like
I hope
us.
We don't have any southern. I hope we don't have any. I guess me. Oh, we don't have any listeners in Texas.
Yeah.
Do we?
Because it's the end of the world.
Okay.
But
first place to definitely probably get rid of is probably gonna be Texas.
Oh, okay.
It's too big. You know, the aliens don't want to take over that place.
Sure.
Zombies will, yeah, bro.
I just, you know, I don't want to go into my alien things.
You don't
like it when I...
Probing! It all ends with probing in the butt!
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
I don't want to go into my alien thing because I really don't. If there were aliens,
We cannot do this. We've already offended the flat earthers. We cannot go into the alieners.
Well, if there were aliens, if there was life out there.
Here we go.
Okay, and they were looking for intelligent life.
Right. They're definitely not going to start on
Earth. I'm just going to say they're not going to start on Earth.
There it is.
I just never understand people.
Specifically in Texas.
I think it's so arrogant, too.
Specifically in Texas.
Yeah,
they're not going to go there.
That was my target, too.
No.
But I'm just saying, like, anyone that likes to think, oh, there's a... how could you think we were the only things on Earth? That's just like... that's so arrogant of you. What makes you think if they're looking for intelligent life...
they're going to choose you.
They're going to choose us.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, have you met us?
Well, I mean, the fact that we're...
I mean, we're just listing off the things that, you know, of why we're not intelligent enough.
Yeah, it's true. Which, you know, speaking of not being intelligent...
oh, okay.
Is I actually have the things of what can happen if you look at the eclipse while it's happening without the proper eyewear.
Eyewear. I love that you're going off of that after you just talked about yourself not looking. And then looking.
Well, I didn't have these things happen to me.
Okay.
So the top three things is things look smaller than they are. So
there that sounds kind of awesome.
Okay. I mean, your height definitely didn't change to me. You still look about as small as you were when I had my eyes. Okay. Number two, a change in how you see colors. You know, maybe a green turns into a red.
That still sounds kind of awesome.
Maybe that's why people were driving so stupidly.
Nope, I think people just drive stupidly.
Okay.
I'm just convinced that 2024 is just the year of people being, like, the worst human beings possible.
Yeah, you guys just freaking suck.
Yeah. I know we've covered this on the podcast, but I gotta say, you guys are really outdoing yourselves every
time.
Yeah,
you don't know how to say, excuse me!
Yeah.
Gosh!
We know that's a big one.
You just have to say, excuse me!
Like the sucking in thing. You know, suck in.
Yeah.
Well, but even though you don't have anything to suck in.
Yeah, that's an insult.
That was
And
rude.
Not a compliment.
Yeah.
All because you add in the fact that you are saying she's...
did you pay that photographer?
Thin. Yeah, probably too much money. Mm. And the number one is blurry. Your eyesight becomes blurry.
That was
and
the only one I was thinking of.
Dysfunctional. Yeah. Dysfunctional.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a real word, but I wrote it down. It was on a website that I found for Vanity Fair. Rolling Stone.
Wrong one.
Same thing. And I don't know what... I know blurry is.
Now that
we know what that is.
That seems like...
what's defunctional? Like, I guess you can't... Everything looks like a... wink. You know what I'm thinking?
What?
Like,
everything
is like... blinking. I don't know what I said! But I know that I'm not gonna go down that rabbit hole with you.
Is that what
I'm thinking that your vision turns into when you look at an eclipse. I'm just gonna go ahead and narrow it down for the
people. Okay.
Is an inside
your
out.
Licensed professional, of course.
Right. Is an inside out. There's a moment where joy and sadness go through a thing that makes them tiny and 2D and more and more and more.
Yeah.
And that's what your vision turns into.
Okay.
Yeah.
That scene is also in Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of
Madness.
Yeah,
where they're turning into like...
they go to one of those planets or alternate worlds.
And they're like all sliced up.
Yeah.
That's what your vision turns into.
Okay.
I'm going to be brutally honest.
That sounds kind of trippy.
I looked at the sun for a solid 4 seconds.
No, you did not.
Yeah, I did. When you were walking ahead of me, I was like, and I could see like
eclipse. I don't think you were.
I did.
No, I think you were like one of those people who loves horror movies, and right when the tension starts building with the music, you're like, you're not like, you don't have your eyes closed, but they're like half, just a little bit, just enough to say I kind of see what's happening. That's what I think you were doing.
Let me tell you what you were doing. You were like, you had your hair. You had your hair like this, and so you were like looking up through your hair.
Yeah.
Which was what I was doing. But I think what was funny was when I looked at it, I thought, wow, this was scary. And so it is kind of like, like the longer you look at it, it's like, I don't know if you've ever seen. If you've ever seen, what is it called? The Shining. Where he stares at his mirror for a while, and he looks into him. That's what it's like.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
The music. Wow. Fantastical.
Wow.
But I just, I don't know. Don't look at it.
Don't look at it, because if you look at it, they tell you not to.
And why didn't you just bring your shoebox to look through the thingy?
I don't know, man. I don't know. We'll have to wait till 2045.
47?
Whatever! You keep changing it, man!
I mean, there's a lot of things. There was one in 1588, if I'm not wrong.
Yes, yeah.
And the Mayans and the Vikings and stuff, they all freaked out. Yeah, that's in true. Fact, there was, like, an ancient, like, Chinese, like, ruler that died, and they blamed it on the eclipse.
What?
Yeah.
Man.
I don't understand.
Yeah. I just want to get powers like, Moon Knight.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I've seen that X-Men that's on the X-Men cartoon now. Solar?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Pretty cool.
But he doesn't do anything.
No, he hasn't really.
Have you seen him do any of his powers?
No. No, but I've seen Jubilee's, and I like hers.
I don't think that would count.
Oh, okay. Well,
his name is Solar, so I can only think that is the power.
Right. Yeah.
Solar.
Yeah.
And I'm just not thinking it. If I could get Storm's power,
that would be sick, man!
That would be cool. But you know what?
What, Katie?
We lived through the eclipse.
We did.
I suppose everybody else did.
Oh, well, yeah, we hope so. Because,
you know, if you fall down that crack, I'm not going to be able to pull you back up.
Right, yeah, because you have no upper body strength.
I'm just going to give up.
And, yeah, and that, we'll see if it cracks down the middle.
And if you thought you were sweating then, you're definitely going
to I'm sweating bullets, man. I am taking a bath in my stuff.
Oh, that was too much.
But you know what you shouldn't be afraid of is sharing this episode on all social media platforms and tag us in it.
That's right. Tell us you're listening and stuff.
That's right.
And also, if you're on Instagram, you should be following at
Farnung Metz
and at Libby Farnung.
Yes.
For polls and things.
Yeah, you can pick what we talk about next.
Yeah, there's some big things coming in April. Ooh, I just want to say that there's someone named Taylor Swift.
Oh!
And who doesn't love our Taylor episodes?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. We and do it's love gonna be, that.
I mean, a Beyonce versus Taylor.
Taylor?
And now Billie Eilish.
Oh! May 17th is coming, baby.
She's releasing hers in the best month of the year.
You know what?
It's true.
That's ridiculous.
And who doesn't love a good music podcast episode?
That's right. Hey, and if you're on Facebook, you should be in the
Ranting Sisters Facebook group.
That's right, for memes, polls, and you can hear about what we're talking about next.
That's right. And I was a little slacky this week.
Okay, well, there's nothing wrong with
that. Well, our Wi-Fi was out.
Yeah, well, we did.
To be fair.
And it was before the eclipse.
Oh!
Wee-hoo. Oh, wow.
I know. I was trying to do the Twilight theme.
I know, it's...
But I don't think we could anyway.
Oh.
Copyright.
Copywriting. Right. Yikes. Bye!